What up, everyone? It is June 22nd, 2018, and you're listening to Uncommuted. Last night, I was able to do a little bit of editing. Most of it was kind of sitting at the computer and just staring at the screen and kind of figuring out what the heck I was going to do. And I found that I need to write another new scene. Kind of annoying, but it's necessary because I'm at this part where I have... trying to get some evidence on, I have the detective, my main character, trying to get some evidence on this suspect, and, you know, I just kind of glossed over a section about this gun that he supposedly had, and I don't know, the way that it pans out, it doesn't really work the way that it is now, so I kind of have to change some things. But, you know, that kind of reminds me of the thing thing I was talking about not too long ago. About, you know, just kind of skipping over juicy parts. You can't do that. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to go and expand on some stuff. And, yeah, we're going to make it good. I am going to see what else we can talk about on the second segment. Just wanted to say hey and let y'all know what was up. All right. Thanks. I will talk to you soon. Hey everyone, what's going on? I am now on my way back from work, and I posted something on Twitter today that got me thinking a little bit. I think it was in reaction to another post I'd seen talking about vision boards being one of the ways you can kind of get to where you want to go. I think I have probably an unpopular view about vision boards. I don't know. I've tried the vision boarding thing, and it actually was a frustrating exercise, I think, because after having the vision board, after having all of your goals in front of your face every day, it just gets frustrating when you feel stuck and you feel like you're not really moving towards those things. So, I mean, for me personally, vision boards is not the way to go. Now, what I did do, I got rid of my vision board, but I saved all the photos and stuff that I had printed out in a file on my computer. So once in a while, I'll go to that file and I'll kind of look at what my goals are, look at how they've changed, maybe change some things around, but it'll be out of sight, out of mind for the most part. But I think that that's a better way for me to utilize that technique, I guess. It's not exactly the same thing as a vision board. It's a vision file. but yeah, that's how I use that. I can't keep it in, like, people always talk about, like, you know, have to keep your vision board in front of you, keep your goals in front of you, make your goals your screensaver or your background on your phone or whatever, and just to always see the end game but never really feel like you're getting anywhere is one of those things where it's maddening almost. And now I know that you probably, if you've listened, I don't know when it was when I last spoke about this, maybe earlier this week or late last week, where I said that I am more focused on the journey than I am the goal. And I think that that is the mentality. I think that's the mentality that should prevail. I don't think it needs to be the only thing that you do, because I do think that it's important to have a goal to work towards. But I think long-term happiness is more is better when you're focused on what you have in front of you, what you're dealing with in the moment, and just kind of enjoying going through the process as much as possible, you know. You kind of have to always keep your goal in mind, but and that's where I think for me the balance kind of was out of whack, because I'm very cerebral anyway. I'm always thinking about what's next, what's my goal, where am I trying to go. And then I think to put that visual in front of me of all the different things that I wanted to do with my life in front of me in a physical sense, I think that kind of pushed me over the edge as far as, you know, the balance between the goal and the process. And so I think I'm back, you know, in balance now after I had gotten rid of that vision board. I was kind of able to focus on what I was doing in the moment and appreciate what I have and kind of work from there, you know? It's kind of the same thing that I was saying yesterday, how you kind of have to just be grateful in the moment and while you're working towards something. This is a constant, it's a constant balance, you know? It's like you can't lose sight of what you want out of life, but at the same time, you kind of have to if you want to be happy. It's weird. So it's a lot harder than it sounds. But yeah, I mean, I think focusing on the process is a little bit better than over hyper focusing on the end game. So anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about today. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear what your goals are, and how you go about experiencing how you go about enjoying the process. You know, I know that I had said stuff about, you know, I'm you know, just enjoying the process right now, but sometimes I even forget what that means or how it feels to enjoy the process when the process itself is grueling at times, you know? So, you know, I'd love to hear your reactions to this, you know? And of course, you know, I'm always on Twitter. Just follow me or at me, at Jared King. You know, I'm all over the internet. So if you want to hit me up on any other social networks or my email, it's listed on my website, jaredking.com. You know, let's talk, let's have a conversation. Maybe I can share some of what you've expressed to me in a future episode, and maybe we can explore the conversation a little bit further. But anyway, that's it for me now. I know that I missed posting up a new LGBTR episode last week, so I promise I will get that up to you this weekend. And aside from that, I just wish you all a great weekend. I'm going to be watching Luke Cage, and hopefully that will not distract me from the work that I actually have to do. I'm going to be working on editing my book, and I'm also going to be working on, at work earlier today, I was kind of setting up some scenes for a possible, well, for a treatment, for a script, basically, for like a web series or a TV series or something. There's some opportunities out there where you can kind of submit your ideas. So I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just throw out an episode and see what happens, you know. I have some people who can kind of look over that and give me some pointers as far as the screenplay format and the flow and everything is concerned. So, you know, I think I'm in a good position to kind of put out something that is interesting. I have a really good idea, and you know, I'd love to share that with you at some point, but right now it is in infancy stage, so I cannot share that with anybody. But, you know, we'll see what happens with it. Wish me luck, and I wish you good luck with your weekend. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.